You know, we live in a world of convenience, and what is more convenient than a delivery, right? Especially when you're talking about a delivery from Molly's Liquors. It's really easy to do. Just go to mollyspirits.com, hit the contact tab, and then go to on-demand delivery. They offer same-day delivery in the Denver and Greenwood Village area. And depending on your location, they might even be able to have your order delivered within the hour. Simply log into their website or app to determine where you are within their delivery zone to ensure you order from the correct location. And not only does Molly's want their deliveries to be convenient, they also want it to be affordable. Molly's delivers you beer, wine, or liquor for a flat fee of only $5 with a minimum purchase of $29.99. And there's more. If you use the coupon code HELLOMOLLY through the end of April, you get free delivery. Convenient and free. Now that is a win-win. Molly Spirits, a land of adult beverage discovery. Well, it's a new year, and you know what that means, right? You put everything together, you put things in order, and if you need a personal injury lawyer, but just don't know exactly who to turn to, we can help you with that. And I've been talking about Dan Kaplis Law for years. That's because I am a true believer in Dan's commitment to his clients. He's been practicing law for 41 years, and he's been litigating all types of injury cases throughout his career. And I'm talking about anything from wrongful death to truck and car accidents to multiple cases of hospital negligence. Dan has won millions of dollars for his clients. He's, first of all, a good man. He's fearless and proven. But Dan Kaplis Law also doesn't strive to gain as many clients as they can, because that's not how Dan does business. Every one of his clients receive personal attention and the full benefit of his vast experience and resources. So give Dan Kaplis Law a call, or put this phone number somewhere you can find it, 303-770-5551. You can call Dan for a free consultation, or go to DanKaplisLaw.com and read testimonials and much more about Dan's record-setting cases. Dan Kaplis Law, a serious firm for serious cases.
This week on the Dave Logan Podcast, guest host Mike Rice and Julie Brahman on the Russell Wilson soap opera. Russ taking the high road.
He's probably not going to be here. Broncos country, I think, by and large, realizes that. Why would Russell Wilson go out of his way to go out the door with the middle finger in the air?
And what do the Broncos do in the draft? Trade up?
I would actually like for them to trade up. I want to see Sean Payton. I want to see what he can do.
Trade down or stand pat?
The only way I see them spending a pick at 12 is if it's on a quarterback that Sean Payton absolutely has to have.
This is the Dave Logan Podcast.
Welcome to the Dave Logan Podcast, episode 203. Dave's still on vacation. He takes usually a couple weeks off after the football season to get away from the podcast. Well, actually, to get a little bit of R&R. Filling in for Dave is Mike Rice. You know Mike from his time at 850 KOA, and I heard you on The Fan. I don't know, it was like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
But I was listening in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, there's Mike Rice.
There I was. It's good to see you, Julie.
It's great
always
to see
thank you for having me back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing some part-time work there whenever they need it and whenever they call upon me, which is great fun. And obviously so much going on with all the teams, and it's good to be back on the pod, shall we say.
203, may I say.
I think this is what, probably number 3 or 4 for me. So
I feel like it's more than that.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, okay. We've been doing this for, God, 4.5 years.
Really?
Five. Yeah, isn't that
That's
crazy?
That's impressive for you and Dave. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, just talk to Dave.
He deserves the R&R.
He 100% deserves the R&R, and he'll jump back at it, and then we'll talk about the combine and all that good stuff. But I feel like every podcast that we do could have something related to Russell Wilson. So Russell Wilson, once again, in the news. And I think actually this is a lot of news, as opposed to just trying to find, you know, these little nuggets about him. I mean, last week it was that he put his house quietly on the market for $25 million. This time he did a podcast with former Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall.
Yes.
Did you hear the podcast, or did you read some of those comments?
I heard some of them. I heard some of the highlights that pertain to his time with the Broncos, his time when he was asked to either or told he was going to be benched or asked to, you know, remove the injury guarantee and that kind of thing. It wasn't a whole lot of revelation other to me, other than the details of step by step to some degree how it went down. But what he talked about was pretty much what was reported. And I think because his side leaked it back when it was reported.
Do you have an issue with what he said? Basically, he said he wants to stay here, but he also wants to be wanted, which I think is very human. So I'm maybe in the minority of, I think people think he's just a bunch of bullshit. I'm kind of in the minority of like, well, you get to say those things on podcasts, by the way.
I know.
I love it.
I know you do.
I know. I'm never going to get you to say it. But anyway, I think that that's fair, right?
I think it's fair to want that. Absolutely. All of us want to be valued. All of us want our employers to, you know, to see value in us and to say, we want you here. Do I think he's going to be here? No, I don't think he's going to be here.
Yep.
I think it would be a massive upset of some sort for him to be here, not because of him, because I just don't think Sean Payton wants Russell Wilson, the quarterback, here. I don't know about the person. I don't know that any of that matters. It's the NFL. We as fans like to bring in all the character things, and I do think Russ is a guy of character. I really do. But at the same time, I don't think he's the type of quarterback with the type of skill set that Sean Payton wants running his football team and his offense. And somehow, some way, Julie, I think they're going to make the money work. They're going to figure it out. They'll have to, you know, take a big cap hit or whatever it ends up being. I'm still of the mind that somebody else will be starting at quarterback for the Broncos.
I think so, too. And this is where I think the BS meter, it is true when you talk to Russell Wilson or think about Russell Wilson. He said, I think, you know, I hope it's here in Denver. I don't believe that. I think that he, if you really, in an honest moment, he probably doesn't feel welcomed by Sean Payton. Like, I think he would love to. He said he wanted to win two Super Bowls. He still, in his mind, thinks that he is the Russell Wilson that can win Super Bowls, right? So I don't think he wants, hopes it's here. I think he wants a fresh start.
Well, he's smart in that there's no reason to say anything else, even if you feel that way.
Yeah.
At some point, you just take the high road and he probably has a pretty good feel for how it's going to end. In other words, will I play in Denver or will I play somewhere else? I don't quite believe him for a moment when he said, and tell me if I have this right, if you have it in front of you. He said either I haven't thought about where I'd play next. Exactly right. Come on. That's all he and his agent have been talking about probably is, okay, what team might need a quarterback? What team could be a fit? What would you feel about going here? Should I try 100%. And work out a deal for this, you know, with this team? All of that. But there's no reason to bring all that into the public sphere. And here's why I say that. It's a different sport, but the principle is what I'm going after. People can have whatever opinion they want about Nolan Arenado and his situation when he was with the Rockies. And most people feel that the Rockies handled it poorly and all the rest. But here's what I do say. Nolan brought that into the public sphere. And because of the hate for the Rockies, Nolan, to me, didn't get the angst of the fans because the fans are tired of the Rockies losing. But I looked at that and I went, you know, whether or not the Rockies handled it, they could have handled it better or differently for sure. But there's no way Nolan should have brought that into the public. Russell's not bringing this stuff into the public, and I think that's smart. He's probably not going to be here. Broncos country, I think, by and large, realizes that. And if that changes, then we all react to it at the time. But why would Russell Wilson go out of his way to go out the door with the middle finger in the air? That doesn't make sense. It's just not smart.
No, but I'm smiling because when you talk about the Rockies, so I know we're about to go squirrel here, but really, there you have to pay $19.99 a month now to watch the Rockies?
That's a whole that's not necessarily their fault, by
the
way.
No, I know.
I mean, AT&T Sportsnet went away. The regional sports networks are going broke.
Right. That's a tough ask, though. Like, I like having baseball on in the background. And right. And I'm not going to pay. My cable bill is already high enough.
Exactly.
I'm curious the numbers. Are you going to pay $19.99?
No, I won't pay $19.99 to at least Now, if it comes to the playoffs, I might have to bite the bullet for the month of the playoffs. But I'll cross that bridge whenever we get to it. I'm not sure it's going to be this year.
Once again, I think we can save our money for the...
Right. So I've heard, though, is there going to be a television outlet? Is that still a possibility? Or is it just the streaming option?
I thought it was just the streaming.
Right now it is. But could there be a television part? I don't know. Hopefully there will be, and they'll... If there is one that is fee-based, as far as a TV partner, it might not be $20 a month. Is that what it is, by the way? I never did see the price.
$100 for the season. I think it boiled down to...
And that is that just
that's
for Rockies
that's
games?
That's a bargain, I think, because isn't the baseball season... Let's see. They start games in April, May, April, June, July.
6 months.
6 months. Oh, so that's a deal.
It is a deal.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know... I don't mean to like pimp for MLB, but you know, MLB has the audio package. It's less than that. You get the audio, you get the radio broadcast of every single team all year long. And it's like $25 or $30 for the whole season for every team. So if you want to go that route and get every team, if you're a real baseball junkie, you could do that too.
So it's kind of tying this back to what you were saying about Nolan and kind of airing some dirty laundry.
Yes.
On this podcast, Russell did say after he had that conversation, whereas agent had the conversation with the Broncos front office about, hey, if you don't, you know, restructure, we may bench you. He said he didn't tell anybody but Cortland. That's what he said. And I believe him because I think that would have leaked out. And that also takes a different kind of person to hold. That's a big deal, right? He could have just verbally vomited that everywhere, but he didn't.
I would agree. During the season, to hold that and share it with one guy is... probably shows a stronger personality than I would have had potentially, and that a lot of people would have had. I believe, though, at the end of the season, I believe this is just what I think, that his camp did leak it to Jordan Schultz. I think eventually broke the story right after the season ended, but that's because, you know, I don't think the Broncos handled it the best they could have either. That was, you know, I think there's culpability sort of on both sides. And when it comes to, you know, Russell, I mean, he has a PR side that he has to look out for as well. And he was doing that. And that's the way, assuming that's true, that they did leak it, that's the way they decided to do it.
So the salary cap, I think good news really for everybody. The salary cap took a historic leap this season. They announced right before the weekend that it's going to be $255.4 million. That's a 30-plus million over last season's cap. So is that going to help? Is that going to help in, okay, these guys that are kind of on the bubble, like, I don't know if we should keep this person or not. Is that where I think we're going to see the benefit for the Broncos?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even with that, because remember, every team is reaping that.
Right.
So if you're over the cap, then you have another $30 million to be maybe overspend for a free agent that you really want if you're a different team.
Yeah.
The Broncos, if they part ways with Wilson, they're going to have an $85 million dead cap hit that they can spread over, I think, 2 years, if I have this right. So either way, Julie, if they spread it over 2 years, that's a massive hit to your salary cap.
Right.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how they move forward and handle it vis-a-vis the quarterback position. Because if Russell's not here...
What was that word? Vis-a-vis?
Vis-a-vis.
Oh, I'm stealing that.
You can. Vis-a-vis. You've never heard that?
I think I have, but okay. I've never used it.
Well, I thought I'd try and sound
articulate.
No,
you definitely upped the knowledge of this
podcast. Did I up the game right there?
You totally did.
Well, that's good. So... Now you got me flustered.
Don't be flustered.
No, I lost track of my thought. Thank you for the compliment. But what are they going to do? Because their draft picks, they have six draft picks right now, and they don't have a second rounder. So this ties in. They have the 12th overall pick. The only way I see them spending a pick at 12 is if it's on a quarterback that Sean Payton absolutely has to have. I still maintain, until I see otherwise, my money would go on the Broncos moving back. I just think they have too many needs, especially if you're looking at a salary cap hit that they're going to have if they part ways with Russell. Now, if Russell somehow comes back, the whole, which I, again, I don't think he will,
yeah,
but that reshapes your entire thinking about what you can do in the draft. Then you could potentially move up if you wanted to grab the quarterback of the future. How awkward would that be?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's here and you draft a quarterback in the first round. So it's fascinating to me because it all hinges around what the Broncos decide to do with Russell Wilson. And, you know, what Russell said, I have to throw this in, even though I'm long-winded right now. When you were talking about, you know, what Russell said about being here, and we both think that he's thought it all through.
Yeah, for sure.
At the end of the year, you know, Sean Payton and George Payton were taking some heat when they said, well, the door's still open with Russ. Again, why would you say anything different? Just have people call BS on you if you want. That's the closest I'll get, by
okay,
the way.
Thanks.
At least on the podcast. In the car, it's a whole nother story, trust me. But why would you take fans step by step through all the rigmarole and all the BS of this process unfolding? I just don't think teams do that if you're smart.
I know that that makes business sense, but I look at Sean Payton, I go, all right, this guy clearly says what he thinks.
He does.
And he almost takes pride in that kind of Bill Parcells kind of personality. And then, you know, you're coming out and saying these things where you're like, what? Come on, dude. We know better than that. But I understand. It's business.
But again, right? what gain would he have to say? Because they have to maintain some semblance of leverage. Because ultimately, if you're another team that might be interested in Russell Wilson, and you've already heard the Broncos cut the cord and say, we're done with him, he's not going to be back, then you've given your leverage to the other team. Now, most teams are probably thinking there's no way he's going to be back.
But it's not a trade. It's just they're just getting rid of him. So it doesn't matter. There's no leverage involved.
Well, but there could be a trade. I don't know. I don't think so, because I think most teams realize that he's either going to be back under some crazy situation, or the Broncos are just going to part ways and somehow find a way to eat the cap money. But remember this, if he's on the open market, he's on the open market, then Russell has the leverage. So do I think a trade is likely? No. But is it anything could be possible, right?
Yeah.
But then I guess you'd have to take the contract on, and who would want to do that?
So they also talked about in the podcast, or there's actually, I think it was ESPN was reporting that, you know, he might take the NFL minimum or the quarterback minimum. I think Jeremy Fowler said that he would take a veteran's minimum. Well, yeah. I mean, if I were him, because he's got enough money, that take the best situation. If you really want to win two more Super Bowls, take the team that you think is going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Or is the closest. And what a great position for him to be in, actually, right?
If a player can choose his team and make it cap friendly and economically friendly to that team, and the team believes enough in that guy to say, yeah, he could be our missing piece at that position, or at least be enough of an upgrade to feel like we have a chance to build on whatever else they have, and that depends on the individual team. Sure. Then, yeah, but then that comes down to, is Russell Wilson willing to do that financially? I have no idea. I don't know that any of us do. Although he has said all along, and he said it when he came to Denver, and he's saying it now, potentially on his way out, that two more Super Bowls is really what he's shooting for.
You've seen who he's married to, right?
Yes.
She's a talented in her. Yeah, there is no lack of money.
One wouldn't think so.
Right.
But
people are motivated by different things.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the sort of how much question, you know, for people like you and me and others and most of Broncos country is a whole lot different than it is for Russell and Sierra. The bottom line is,
it's also associated with people's egos too, how much you make. Right?
That's kind of what I was alluding at.
Yeah.
Alluding to, yes. And I don't know where Russell Wilson ultimately stands on all that. I do think that winning Super Bowls is something that he really is motivated by and believes in and wants to accomplish. I don't know if he's going to accomplish that or not, but I do believe he's sincere when he talks about the desire for that happening.
You know, if change is part of life, then how about making a great change? How about making a career change? Consider a career at Colorado State Patrol. That means you'd be working at an organization that values honor and duty and respect. And if you're a highly motivated person who's been considering a career at law enforcement, then the Colorado State Patrol is the agency for you. Currently, good news, there are some openings for state troopers, a job that has direct impact on protecting lives and also serving Colorado communities. Or you can work as a port of entry officer, helping to ensure safe travel on the Colorado roadways. Just go to csp.colorado.gov and you can learn more about these positions and also learn more about other jobs available, such as communications officers or other business professional opportunities. Colorado State Patrol, be part of a winning team. Hey, let me take a minute and talk about one of our favorite sponsors. Of course, we are talking about Steel USA, the number one brand for chainsaws. But they do make a lot of other products to make your life a little bit easier and also save you money at the same time. Here's how. Now, thanks to a new law that went into effect on January 1st, Coloradans can save money and also cut air pollution at the same time by enjoying a 30% discount of electric lawnmowers, leaf blowers, trimmers, and snow blowers. How about that? So that means Steel battery leaf blowers, trimmers, and lawnmowers qualify for that 30% off. And by going with Steel, not only are you saving money, but you know you're getting a quality and proven product as well. Just ask your local retailer if they are a participating dealer. And if you want to check out all the options you'll have to choose from, just head to steelusa.com to check them out and find a Steel dealer as well. Go with Steel USA for quality and value.
So The Athletic did a longer article with Sean Payton, and it's, they have some kind of geeky stats, but I actually thought it was kind of interesting. So when talking about the quarterback that I think Sean Payton is, I don't really see with a 12 pick. And if you said, if they move back, that talent level is probably going to go down a bit, but I think he wants to prove to people, he wants to get a hands on a guy that's much more similar to the type of quarterback he's used to working with. He wants to prove that he's that he's a good coach, right? So he wants more of a handpicked person. So I thought this was interesting. When he was with the Saints, from the point where, from snap to throw, it was, this is super geeky, 2.62 seconds. Okay. That was the fifth quickest in the NFL. With the Broncos, it was 3.09 seconds, the fourth slowest in the NFL.
Not even half a second.
Right. Which is, doesn't seem like much, but I don't know if that helps us pick who that person is. I feel like a lot of the names that we've heard, they're kind of all bunched up, that there's no one guy at 12 that is the clear leader. Am I wrong?
Julie, I think that's probably true, although some of the buzz seems to be pointing a little bit more, at least that I've seen, towards J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, as if to say, you know, he was asked to quarterback a run-heavy offense, or at least an offense that was very effective running the ball, and he's, from a scout's perspective in the NFL, he might be a better choice than some of the bigger names that we saw in the postseason, Michael Penix Jr. being one.
Yeah. So gets injured.
Who?
Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm. And he's older.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Texas game, I mean, everybody in Broncos country, and I was kind of in the same boat, wanted Michael Penix Jr. right then and there, get him in Denver. But NFL scouts and GMs and personnel look at players differently, certainly than fans do, but also than college teams do. And I saw something, and if I could attribute it, I would. I just forgot where. It's really, really hard nowadays to gauge how well a college quarterback is going to process the NFL game. Most college quarterbacks aren't going through 3 and 4 and 5 progressions in their route tree.
Yeah.
They're locking onto one guy, Paxton Lynch, and many, many others, and throwing to that guy. Or maybe the notion of great college quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3, 4 receivers deep, that's more of what we all wish and hope they would do, but I don't think very many of them do that at all.
Do you have a preference on what you would like to see the Broncos do? I would actually like for them to either trade up. I want to see, or pick a 12, a quarterback. I want to see Sean Payton. I want to see what he can do.
Well, what's your priority? Let me ask you this, because everybody wants to win, right?
Right.
But if the Broncos
not suck,
make the playoffs. I mean, what gives the Broncos the best chance to go to the playoffs next year?
Not Jarrett Stidham, a quarterback.
Yes. But is that a Jameis Winston type and fill in other pieces? Or is that going out and getting, I mean, pick your college quarterback du jour and say, we believe he's the guy and we're going to start, you know, our path with him. And he's going to have a team around him that has some holes in it.
If you believe that you can find your guy at 12, I would rather do that than the, so if they get somebody like a Jameis Winston, well, then a couple years down the line, they're looking again for a free agent quarterback.
Or you find another quarterback a little lower that you say, you know, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's not a first day guy, but we think he's pretty good. And we're going to try and help ourselves with a veteran this year and draft a guy we think could be. But if Sean, but I agree with you that the bottom line, the answer to your question is if Sean Payton feels like that guy coming out of college is my guy. Go get your guy.
Yeah.
Go get him and then fill in around him as best you can. And then at least you believe, meaning Sean Payton and whoever else is making the decision with him, you believe you have that guy at quarterback that you can then build around in the next few years. And part of the building is going to be restructuring veterans. Part of it's going to be trading veterans. Part of it's going to be releasing veterans, et cetera, et cetera.
Talk about how you define success or what are your priorities. And you said making the playoffs. I got to be honest. I just want to feel like the team, I don't want to set myself up for that again. I just want to feel like the team's making progress at the, hopefully the quarterback position, and they're not going off the rails. They completely went off the rails at times. You know, they start 1-5 and then they go on that string and then there's a lot of drama. Like, I just want to know that the team is making forward progress and maybe when one more or two more games. I just don't want to set up like, okay, well, they're going to, you know, get a quarterback at 12 and then they're going to make the playoffs. That is unrealistic.
Well, I first want to look at this offense and go, that's an NFL offense. And the Broncos, by and large, were struggling to score 20 points a couple years ago, for sure.
Yeah.
And this past year, to a little bit lesser degree, but kind of the same thing. This was not an offense I had great confidence in. Even during the winning streak, the defense was forcing 3 to 5 turnovers per game. That's not sustainable, although it was good to see and it gave them a chance. But ultimately, when you get outdone by Bailey Zappi on your home field in right. front of a national television audience on Christmas Eve, you don't have a good offense.
Right.
And quite honestly, I don't really care what the Broncos do if they go find their quarterback. Do I think it's Jameis Winston or a guy like that? No. And they can't go out and get a more established veteran because they don't really have the money right now because of the Russ situation. So, I mean, I guess you're sort of left with, you know what? If they identify the guy and you can stand for some holes around him on that team and hope he survives, long term, that's probably the best play because they have to get this quarterback position right, Julie. Hasn't been right for 8 years.
I know.
8 years. Eight. I mean, we're approaching a decade of
right.
this, of offense that is just like, what is this? This is not the NFL. And then you look at your division now. Goodness gracious, it got better.
Significantly. It got, I think, significantly better because the Chiefs are on, we talk about this every podcast. The Chiefs are in their prime for a few more years, I think.
Well, Mahomes is for sure.
Yeah.
We'll see about Kelsey and those guys. I mean, how many stay, but you're right. I mean, the Chiefs, as long as Mahomes is there and he is definitely in his prime, they're a threat.
Right.
And even if they have a tough regular season, which by their standards, they did this year.
Right. And people are going to, they're a destination. It's been a long time since the Broncos have been a destination place.
And when Peyton was here, you're right. You speak to the fact that free agents wanted to come here because they knew he gave them a shot to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Patrick Mahomes gives the Chiefs a chance to win the Super Bowl every year. And so, so instead of like, you know, $18 million a year, I can do it for 11. I mean, that's why those guys think, because they want to win.
Right.
I mean, here it's like, you want me to go there? Well, you better make it 22.
And yeah, you better double that.
The Broncos aren't going to have that for too many guys. And they've even said, and I believe George Payton when he said at the end of the year, we're not going to be very active in the first wave of free agency. Mm-hmm. Well, that to me says we're facing some economic challenges one way or the other. And so we can't afford to be active in the first wave of free agency.
Yeah. And I'm not sure we're going to learn much with the combine coming up. George, and you know this, Sean Payton definitely reels things back of what he talks to the media about. We're really not going to learn who he liked, who he's, well, they wouldn't really do that anyway, but we're going to hear very little, I think, about.
Well, and we all know the first rule of draft season when it comes to listening to interviews. Don't believe anything.
Right.
I mean, just listen to it, go, oh, okay, we'll see. I mean, that's the way I interpret everything from coaches, GMs, players. They're floating balloons through the trial balloons. Like, sure, let's float this and see what happens. Let's try this and let's try and get people off the scent over here because we don't want people to really know what we're thinking about a guy or a person or a possible trade or what have you. So you can't believe anything you hear.
I would like to believe as we end the podcast that next year is going to be a better season. More entertaining season.
I hope so, Julie.
As your hand is over your face.
Oh, it is. It only because
say this every year, though.
Well, we do say this every year, and I say it not just for me, but for Broncos country. I mean, you hear the fans. I hear the fans. I'm on social media as you are, and I know Dave is, and it's just painful. And I hate seeing it because it is such a passionate fan base. That's like, it's time for the Broncos to get the quarterback situation figured out. I will say this. John Elway took a lot of heat in the second part of his tenure as GM. Mm-hmm. But he was unfortunately very true when I remember this, and everybody does, who was around at the time, when he was asked at the press conference introducing Peyton Manning, well, what was plan B if you didn't get Peyton? And he goes, well, there was no plan B. And there's been no plan B since Peyton. Not all John's fault, for sure.
Yeah.
But that there has to be a plan at quarterback, or else guess what? If Dave's on vacation next February and you ask me to fill in for Dave, we're going to be talking about the same thing.
I thought you were just going to you're going to charge me more. Like, really? Then we have to do this again? It's going to be a lot more money.
Double next year, Jim.
Okay, double next year. I'll start saving out. Mike, thank you so much for filling in. I love having, you know, this time with you. And
it's fun.
We will have you on for sure again.
Thank you. It's good to be with you. Thanks, Julie.
All right, see you next time.